www.padogpartyplanner.com, a service company that offers parties for dogs and pet walking services. But it was the originality of dog parties that caught the eye of customers. The results have been amazing. Dog lovers think this is so original, and it's a fantastic way to get dogs and owners together. For me, says Susie, I'm doing this solely because I have passion for the dogs. It was never about the money. To fill in the downtime, she does doggy playdates and also dog walking. Susie says, I'm happier than I could ever dream possible. This business gives me something important to do that touches my heart. I'm a go-getter type of person, and I can't just sit on my rump and play mahjong all day. I'm 100% glad I'm doing this. I have no intention of stopping. It really satisfies my need to be helpful to the animals and the owners. I get to do something I really love. Now that's what retirement should really be about. Ready for a big biz? Franchises are everywhere. You know the big ones. McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, 7-Eleven, Domino's to name a few. Most of these can have huge startup costs since they require a great and often expensive location, plus a brick-and-mortar facility with equipment and build-outs and employees. That doesn't mean you should write off franchises. In fact, for the right person, they can offer the perfect profitable solution to owning your own business. Diane Plus runs FranChoice, www.franchoice.com, which offers free services to individuals considering a franchise business. The service, paid for by franchise companies, offers coaching and evaluation to see if you would make a good franchise owner. If it concludes this might be right for you, the next step is to identify what type of business. It also helps with that. Diane and I discussed franchises as an option for retirees. The best candidate has a true passion to be a business owner, she said. He or she has that fire in their belly, has been previously successful, and is coachable, but not necessarily a big risk taker. Does that describe you? Do you want a proven business model and established infrastructure? Would you value the comprehensive marketing plan and training that a successful franchise offers? This path to creating a new large-scale business is really a bridge career, as this is going to be a full-time job for most people. Who is the typical person attracted to do this once they retire? Diane said, most of the clients I work with are trying to replace their salary with this new business. That usually means profits over $100,000 a year. The ideal candidate typically has good business skills and has been successful in the past. Drawing on those transferable skills, meaning they can move from one job to another, the franchisor's training helps them get off to a solid start. The key here is that this business will be your own. You can make it as big as you want. Since most people are trying to replace their day job salary, once they start earning that kind of profit, they often look to hire a manager so they can have more time of their own. Others grow the business into multiple franchises and continue to manage them all. There are a lot of options, and they all depend on your goals and what you personally want. This franchise option that most pre-retirees and new retirees gravitate toward is a service-based business. This can be defined as the following: a business that cannot be offshored, one with product not made in China, one not impacted by the internet or Amazon, one you want to run out of an office suite or your home. An example would be a senior care business, which requires an investment between $75,000 and $150,000. The business owner is in charge of hiring caregivers and providing them with seniors who live at home and need help to remain there. The business owner will grow the business by securing referral sources and eventually have somewhere between 60 and 100 caregivers. This business model requires excellent scheduling, recruiting, interviewing, hiring, and business management skills. These kinds of service-based businesses cost money to launch. The typical investment, according to Diane, is between $75,000 and $200,000. This money covers the franchise fees, operation costs, any needed locations or buildings, rental fees, equipment, etc. Typical investment is $120,000. You're probably thinking, how do I come up with that kind of money? Some people use their severance or an inheritance, but this is where a franchise consultant like Diane is helpful. One thing she brought to my attention was that you can use your 401k as a direct investment. Currently, as I write this, if you roll over your 401k to open a new business, you don't have to pay any tax penalties. You might assume that the bigger the franchise costs, the better and more profitable it will be. Not true, says Diane. There is no direct correlation between the investment level and what you can make. What kinds of service-based businesses are we talking about? Some of the most profitable, as noted by Entrepreneur Magazine, are bookkeeping, accounting, and payroll services, residential and commercial cleaning, automotive equipment rental and leasing, medical claims billing services, handyman services, pet services, grooming, walking, pet sitting, editorial services, proofreading, editing, ghostwriting, book doctoring, web page content provider, magazine, newsletter article writing, repair service, computers, lawnmowers, snowblowers, appliances, small engines, etc. The attractive factor in a service-based organization is that you get repeat business. This provides a good cash flow. The owner needs to be able to market, of course, particularly in their community, to help build the business. Here's my advice. Think long and hard before you make a major investment. Not all franchises are created equal. Do your homework and research before you invest any money in any kind of franchise. Talk to people who actually have that business and are operating it to learn about the pros and the cons. What did they find most effective in building the business and marketing to get new customers? What challenges do they face? What kind of profit is reasonable to expect? Diane's advice is that your passion is for being a business owner, not being, say, a cleaning freak. She offers questionnaires and a comprehensive consultation to help match a person to a business based on the individual's goals, skills, and interests. More men choose this path. A few couples try to build a business and even hire their adult children so they can leave the business to them. I asked Diane what was new and hot. Apparently, eyelash extension is catching on because it's a repeatable service business and all you need is a business suite. You divide it so you have practitioners doing the work while you run the business. Customers need to rebook every 3 or 4 weeks. The key to success is having a service business that's repeatable, with the same customers coming back frequently for that service. Victoria Marshall owned a tour map publishing business where she oversaw 15 employees and had franchises too. Finding it demanding and stressful, she sold it at age 55. Her husband was an engineer with a lot of outdoor hobbies, and he was happy with retired life. As Victoria recovered from the stressful way she had been living, she realized she did not enjoy retirement as much as she thought she would. Together, the couple purchased an existing publication, Senior Guidebook, to leverage the mailing lists and advertisers. Along with giving it a new title, they freshened its design and writing, expanded its editorial scope, and broadened the magazine's appeal. Victoria says, "My husband and I are boomers with parents in their 80s, one with dementia. We face important questions and challenges that are shared by thousands of other boomers. That's what is covered in this Northwest magazine." They cover how to age well, how to help parents make tough decisions and transitions, and how to live fulfilling lives as older adults. They seek local resources and advice, all of which make their new publication, called Third Act Magazine, a timely and important resource for readers. Sign up for a copy at www.thirdactmagazine.com. The magazine is currently published quarterly in the Northwest, with articles and stories that speak directly to boomers and older adults. The writers and contributors are experts and progressive thinkers in all matters related to navigating the stage of life. One of the covers for a winter issue shows three vibrant-looking skiers with big smiles on their faces. They look so young and engaging. Victoria revealed their ages, which surprised me, 75, 72, and 59. They looked young and energized. The article says, "Snowbirds, some fly north." The couple's goal was to create a vital magazine. It is, with its vibrant colors and engaging and informative ideas. In her retirement reinvention job, Victoria handles content development and advertising, and her husband handles operations. They have no staff now and can't pass off the minutiae anymore. They have to do that too. When asked about undertaking this entrepreneurial venture at age 60, Victoria offered some wise guidance. Opening any business is not without risk. It makes your lifestyle much less flexible as you have new obligations and commitments. Running any business takes sacrifice. Be as realistic as you can be about the true cost of the financial and time investment. Then know it will take more money and more time than you planned on. Victoria also raised some serious cautions. Ask yourself how much money you can afford to lose on this investment of starting a new business. It's very hard at this age to make up for having spent your entire 401k to get the business off the ground, only to find it fails. So don't plan on spending any more than you can comfortably lose without destroying your financial future. Be careful, she emphasized. It may look great on paper, but it will be harder than it seems. If you lose this investment, it's very difficult at this age to recoup that income. Where did the money come from to start Third Act Magazine? Victoria and her husband went to the Small Business Administration, SBA, with the business proposal and plan. It was heavily scrutinized before they gave them the startup loan. Many people aren't aware that the SBA makes loans to older people. Your plan needs to be solid, and if the SBA turns you down for a loan, Victoria pointed out, that's real feedback, so pay attention. Do you really still want to take that risk? I say no, but you are the only one who can answer that question. Sage advice. If you want to look into an SBA loan, visit a local bank or lending institution that participates in SBA programs. Find more info at www.sba.gov. Who is doing this? Business Insider recently revealed that in the past 10 years, baby boomers between ages 55 and 64 have the highest rate of entrepreneurial activity in the United States. It is predominantly men who are opening new businesses. They are well-educated and work alone or with their spouse. They keep it small, fewer than 5 employees, and they are often pursuing hobbies and have a strong personal network. Most people know that Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken at age 65. Forbes recently ran an article about why so many people over age 55 were turning to entrepreneurship. The reasons included the following. They are attracted by the opportunity to create a business that is responsive to their unique needs, interests, and desires. According to an AARP survey, almost 80% of people over 55 want to continue working, more than half in part-time work. Baby boomers have many years of experience, expertise, seasoned judgment, and proven performance to support creating a new business. Many people over 55 have developed excellent contacts in the business world that can facilitate their new business venture. They have accumulated funds to support starting a new business. Want some outside advice for free? Contact SCORE, www.score.org, a branch of the Small Business Administration that provides free advice for potential organizations, startups, and existing businesses. They have helped nearly 1 million business people. SCORE is run by volunteer business people helping small business people solve business problems. Volunteers give freely of their time, energy, and knowledge to help others. SCORE volunteers donate over 1 million hours each year to support colleagues working in their local communities. Find more resources at www.myretirementreinvention.com/resources. Amaze yourself. Just do it. Chapter 13. Live a better future. Retirement is not a vacation. To make yours successful, fun, and happy, you need to plan for it. The most important thing is to retire on your own terms and not be pushed into it. If you're in your 50s or 60s, you really need to have an exit strategy. Sooner or later, you will retire. Maybe it will be on your own terms. I sure hope that happens, but some people's employers will nudge them out. Having a plan and knowing you can decompress, make a transition, and develop a great life is your ace in the hole when the time comes. How do you treat retirement like a career? Let's see what we can glean from what we have learned. Goals and purpose. You need reasons to get out of bed in the morning, something that matters and has meaning. By now, you should have a clear idea of what that is. Maybe it's giving back and helping others. Maybe it's a part-time job, living out a hobby you enjoy. Maybe it's starting a business. Whatever your choices are, you should set long and short-term goals to keep life interesting. Pay attention to your bucket list and be sure you are crossing off the items you really want to do. Social connection. We all need friends and family around to encourage us in the trials and tribulations of life. In the office, we have colleagues to collaborate with, and that's often the missing piece in a retiree's life. It can be difficult to make new friends when you first retire, but by volunteering, taking classes, attending community events, exploring hobbies, or finding a part-time job, you can and will meet new people. Retirement is a time to reconnect with old friends and classmates. Try Facebook. If you can't find someone, post a message on your Facebook page because another acquaintance may have the contact info you need. If you plan to move, consider how you will make friends and engage in the new community. Check out organizations and clubs before you get there. Need some extra cash? Look for a job doing something new and fun. Explore working in a hobby area you love. Most likely, you'll want a part-time job. Ask neighbors and friends. They may know of something you'd enjoy. When seeking a part-time position, networking is critical. Many of these jobs aren't publicized. Change is never easy. And retiring is a very big change. It can be a prime time of life if you make it about doing things that make you happy. That was my goal in writing this book, to provide ideas and direction for creating a more satisfying life. If you listen to this whole audiobook, you discovered how dozens and dozens of baby boomers are making retirement the time of their life. I hope that you heard new ways you too might enjoy things and learned about many fun options you hadn't thought of before. You can use this audiobook as a reference guide and simply listen to the chapters you are interested in. Now, retirement will not be all fun and games. You know life will intrude and hit you with losses. Losing family, friends, and health as we age are the hardest things to deal with. But there can be a lot of joy in the 9,000 days you'll likely have ahead of you. Only you can make those days good ones. You are the driver of your life. Remember, you can be a joiner, a starter, or a failed retiree. Let's finalize your retirement plan. Use the accompanying PDF as your resource guide. Understand that this is a flexible and adaptable plan. You should review it annually on your birthday and make updates and changes. You need retirement goals just like you need them when you worked. These should be written down so you can review and update them. If you haven't retired yet, use a pencil to create your retirement plan. Erasers make it oh so easy to change. Or use an app or word processor. The point is to be flexible and make changes as new opportunities arise. Concluding thoughts. Be flexible. Your plan is just a plan. You can alter it, and you can add in new things as you test drive them. You may meet new people who take you on new adventures. If you try something and it's not great for you, don't do it again. Make sure any volunteer work feels rewarding. Most of all, enjoy your days. 9,000 days are ahead and waiting for you to fill them doing things you love. May your days be filled with mostly sunny skies, fulfilling relationships, and a meaningful purpose to get up in the morning. Please take a little bit of time to care for others. Being of service to others is renewing and rewarding in its own unique way, so do add that onto your to-do plan. This is the prime time of your life because it's the time you are alive right now with so much ahead of you yet to be done. You have time to relax, to be peaceful, and also to add new people and activities. The life ahead is unwritten. You and you alone create it. So definitely enjoy yourself. Live it up. Try new things. Make new friends. Reconnect with some old ones and help others whenever you can. That is the perfect retirement plan. More career help is available. Career Counseling Services. Robin assists individual clients worldwide anytime and anywhere with retirement planning, interviewing, resume writing, career changing, job searches, and salary negotiations. For more info, go to www.robinryan.com. Email her at robin at robinryan.com or call her office at 425-226-0414. Have Robin speak to your group. Robin offers seminars, workshops, and webinars. She frequently speaks to corporate, association, and college alumni groups about careers and retirement. Learn more at www.careerspeakersusa.com or email her at robin@robinryan.com. E-newsletter, featuring Robin's career advice column. Sign up for free on our homepage at www.robinryan.com. Books and audio CDs. Robin's books are available online and in bookstores. These include 60 Seconds and You're Hired, Over 40 and You're Hired, Soaring on Your Strengths, Winning Resumes, 2nd Edition, Winning Cover Letters, 2nd Edition, What to Do with the Rest of Your Life. Contact Robin Ryan at 425-226-0414. Email her at robin@robinryan.com. Visit her websites at www.robinryan.com and www.myretirementreinvention.com.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Retirement Reinvention, Make Your Next Act Your Best Act, written and read by Robin Ryan. This program was directed by Lisa Bainey, executive producer Dan Musselman. Text copyright 2018 by Robin Ryan. Production copyright 2018 Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.